now where our mission partner Fiona Kendall works with the Mediterranean Hope Project.
Hello everyone. It's so lovely to be with each other in spirit, if not in person, this Christmas Eve. Greetings from Rome, whose ancient empire was so inextricably linked with the story of Christ's birth. Tonight, all over Italy, after all the waiting, a tiny figure will be added to the nativity scenes in each of the churches here. The hard evidence of God's love will have arrived at last. And that is my wish for all of you this evening, that you too would know God's love, just as truly as if Christ were physically present in the room with you, with his arms around you. Trust love this Christmas. And did it happen that in a stable long ago, a weary couple whom no one wanted to know should choose a manger in spite of the danger to hold and hallow the Lord below? And did it happen that in the stillness of the night, the woman labored to let God see the light and bathed and dressed him, breastfed and blessed him, the Word incarnate when the time was right? And did it happen that news of this first reached the poor, compelled by angels to tiptoe to the door and see no trappings, just linen wrappings, a baby for certain and God for sure? And did it happen that all of this was meant to be, that God from distance should choose to be set free and show uniqueness, transformed in weakness, that I might touch him and he touch me? Let us pray. Loving God, we invite you into our hearts tonight. We cherish this chance to talk to you, for you have asked us to think tonight about something truly incredible, and it's not easy. You challenge us not only to accept the story, but also to allow ourselves to be changed by it. And we are skeptical, and we are resistant to change. And yet you, Lord, believe in us. You believe that we are capable of this leap of faith. You stretch out your hand, and all we need to do is grasp it. And for this, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this crazy story of people of seemingly little consequence, entrusted to bring Christ into the world, or to welcome him, or to worship him. We thank you for the lessons it teaches, that the least of us matter, that trust matters, that love matters. We thank you for the lessons of the story and for the lessons of this challenging year. We thank you for the people who have cradled us when we have been at our lowest ebb. We thank you for those who have kept us steady. We thank you too for this year's invitation to think differently. Our cluttered lives have been stripped back, and we have been left vulnerable and at times bewildered. But this time of waiting can be a time of rebirth, a time to reconstruct shattered pieces, a time perhaps to make different choices. So how fitting that this difficult year should conclude with the crazy Christmas story, with the emergence of hope, the promise of change, and the reality of your presence here with us. For we need you, and so we ask, Lord, for your help to put you at the centre of our lives, We ask that you might help us to rebalance all that is out of kilter in ourselves, in our relationships, and in our world. We ask that the darkest days, when we are at our most desperate, would not obscure your love for us. We ask you to keep us focused on those around us who need help, and on those situations where we can make a difference. Lord, give us the energy and the strength to communicate the reality of your love by all that we do and say. And when we are at our most frayed, may your Holy Spirit restore us. We pray for all those in difficulty this evening, for those who are angry to be calmed, for those who are sad to be lifted up, and for those who are ill to be healed. We pray for patience and for good humour in the days ahead. And we pray that every soul would know your presence, your peace, and your love. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.
Shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out. The words of John, And in those words, that echo of Isaiah, that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. That is the hope on this Christmas Eve 2020, that the light continues to shine in the darkness, and that nothing can extinguish that light. Listen to these words. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. Some of us are happy, some of us are sad. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. Some of us are believers, some of us are unsure. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. Some of us have houses full of presents. Some of us are struggling to survive. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. We cannot see each other's faces. We do not know each other's pains and joys. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. We wait for a baby who is about to be born. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. We wait and we wonder. We hope for love. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. We wait for Jesus to bring light to our world. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. And God waits with us. God is here in this place. In the darkness, we wait for Christmas. And we hear the story that tells of God's love. In the darkness, the choice is ours. We stay in the darkness, or will we follow the light? Whoever you are and wherever you are this Christmas time, may you know the light and love of God in your life. Hold on to the promise of the Saviour who came to be the light of the world, of the Saviour who then calls us forward to be his light in the world. God watch over you and bless you with his presence and his peace this Christmas night. And always. Amen.